Pool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Daniel Allaman.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome to Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Coming to you live from the Yellow Fiber Studios, I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allaman. He is Micah Kilpatrick, spinning the ones and twos. I want to welcome you to text us on the Preps text line at 888-530-0043. I'd love to hear from you. We have a great show for you today, and we will hit the ground running, so hold on. In our first segment, we will recap some of the scores in Preps baseball, and then we conclude in our first segment with Gatlin Gunn, a senior from Dayspring Christian Academy. Gatlin is a three-sport athlete, football, state wrestler, and now he's competing in track and field. I've watched this boy grow into a man, and I can't wait to talk to him. Then in our second segment, we have Eaton Red's track and field throwing coach, Grace Wyrick. Coach Wyrick, a 2020 graduate of Greeley West, helped lead her team to regional qualifiers for volleyball, qualified for state swim, and also competed at state track and field meet. To say she knows how to win is an understatement. And now she's teaming up with Coach Gira and the Eaton Reds track team to fight for the state title. I'm excited to talk to her. And it's time, it's that time of year right now where the men of summer come out to play the game of football. In our third segment, we will talk to owner and head coach of the Loveland Elite, Coach Noah Harold. The Elite is a minor league team out of Loveland. They play in the Championship Football League and are getting ready to kick off their season. I'm excited to chat with him about that. I love the fact that these guys come out. They come out, they sacrifice their bodies for the sport that they love. So I'm excited to talk to Coach about that. Then in our final segment, we have head coach of the Highland Huskies baseball team, Keith Juarez, will join us. Thanks to Gould Parts, our great sponsors, 970-454-3355. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, will find it. Gould Parts is a quality source for all your Napa part needs. Anything you need, just one number away, 970-3355, Gold Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Let's run. Let's go. Joining us right now on the Gould Parts hotline right now is Mr. Gatlin Gunn. Gatlin, how are you doing?
I'm good, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. Thank you very, very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your football season. I know you play three sports. You play football, wrestling, and now competing on the Eagles track and field team.
Yeah, so football, it was always really my first love. I played tackle football since second grade and been switching up positions through the years, but this year I ended up being a D end most of the time, which was a lot of fun and definitely challenged me athletically.
So is football your favorite sport?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I, like I said, I watched you grow up, man. I've seen you just grown up, and I respect you a lot. I loved watching you play. I was able to call a couple games with one of our guys here at the radio station, so I absolutely love watching you play. You played O-line and defensive end, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. And your team finished the season 5-5 overall record, 2-3 in the A8 league, losing to Lions in the first round of the playoffs, 56-6. What happened in that last game?
It was really muddy and slick, and we definitely had a lot of hurt players.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we got pretty close to playing to our potential at that point, but it was just an unfortunate turn of events up to that.
And Lions was a pretty good team, and they were coming off a pretty good win as well. And then to get into the playoffs, and then to beat you 56-6, a tough loss, and not a way you want to end your football season.
Yeah, not at all, but it's okay. It's all glory to God. You know, there's no. It doesn't identify me in
that's
any
right.
way.
So that's I'm right, buddy. Really that's right. You played your heart out, and that's what we want. How was the attitude of the coaches and the players on the sideline when you knew, okay, well, we can't overcome this deficit? What was the attitude of the coaches and players?
It was just kind of play your heart out because it's for a lot of us, it was our last chance, you know?
Yeah.
So leave it all on the field and don't have anything to regret.
Right, exactly. Perfect. You finished the season with 26 solo tackles, 3 sacks, and 1 fumble recovery. What a good season to end on.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was so much fun.
Did you know about those stats?
I didn't. Not on the top of my head.
Well, congratulations. Those are pretty good stats. 26 solo tackles, 3 sacks, and 1 fumble recovery. Those are great stats. That's the way to finish. That's the way you want to finish your senior season for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
How was it like playing for Coach Fusco?
It was good. Sometimes he gets really intense, but you have to learn how to play for him, and he just loves us so much, and it's so easy to see that.
So easy to play for somebody like that, though, too, right? Like, not only just cares about what happens between the white lines, but outside of that as well.
For sure. Yeah,
that's perfect, man. How would you sum up last question on football? How would you sum up your senior football season?
I don't know. It was so much fun. I was really there for the experience more than I was just to play.
Right. Right. And to be there with your teammates, that's what's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's talk wrestling. Now we know, I understand you were a state qualifier at 215 pounds. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What was that experience like for you?
It was amazing. It was so much fun. I didn't know if I was going to get to qualify or not. And I had about half a season last year, and then I started this year, and I was just working my butt off all year, hoping I could qualify, but really didn't know how it would go, and just really blessed to be able to do that.
And how many years have you been wrestling? Did you just start wrestling?
Yeah, I started with Day Springs program that started last year.
No way. That is awesome. It had to be a huge experience. That's how many state qualifiers did you guys have go?
This year we had 7.
7 state qualifiers, and this is your second year of wrestling program?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's awesome. Were you wrestling with an injury?
I was. I partially dislocated my shoulder at regionals. The match right after I had qualified, because I had another match after that. And then a few weeks before, I actually had a high ankle sprain. So there's a lot to push through.
Yeah, man, definitely. And that's why you're so young. That's why I live vicariously through you guys, because you guys can, you're so resilient, and that's what's awesome. I'm so impressed with the wrestling program at Dayspring. To have your second year and to qualify 7 to go to state, that is pretty impressive. Congratulations to you and the coaches.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, so now we're going to talk track, man. What events are you running in track?
Right now I've got the 4x2, the 200 open, the 400 open, and shot put.
Now, how's your shot?
It's quite a bit down from last year. I had my best this year is, I think, about 35.
Mm-hmm.
Last year my PR was 38, but I'm still trying to recover my shoulder.
Right. Right. And it gets you keep throwing every day. You're practicing, you're throwing. If you that's the only way to get better is if you just get out there and you got to throw every day. And I'm sure that shoulder gets a little bit tired.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you competing at the Eaton Red Invitational this weekend?
I am, yes, sir.
Man, perfect. I can't wait to see you. I'm going to definitely come up and watch. I'm announcing that track meet, so I'm excited to see and watch what you can do there. How's your times in running?
I'm pretty good. I've run the 400 mm-hmm. open only one time before, and I got a 56.17.
Really?
Yeah. And that was at my last meet.
400 open. That's a tough one, man. I love that one. I ran the 400. I love that one until you get to around that last corner and you hit that final 100 and you're like, oh my God, why did I do this?
Yeah, that last 100 is definitely where you start to regret it.
It is. And you just got to learn and teach your body that's where you want to kick is that last 100.
Yeah, for sure.
Perfect, man. So what do you plan on after graduation?
I'm not really set on anything specifically. My sister has a few businesses. Right now she's working on government auditing.
Perfect.
So I might hop in and help her with that. Or I've thought about possibly being like a sign language translator or something like that.
Man, that's awesome. That is great. So, Micah and I were just right here in the studio just now doing sign language.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great that you say that. Gatlin, man, I want to thank you, man. I pray for a great finish to your high school career, brother. I pray for God's favor in your life, and I thank you for coming on, man.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right, buddy. Tell your brother I said hi. Tell him I love him. Give him a hug for me, okay?
Will do.
Blessings this weekend at the Eaton Reds Invitational, too, brother.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Gatlin.
All right.
All right, buddy. We'll be right back with Coach Grace Wywick, the throwing coach for the Fight and Eaton Reds track team. Coach Wywick has her throwers poised for a state run this year. Excited to talk to her and the Reds, and I can't wait to talk to her. Don't forget to text me on Prep's text line at 888-530-0043. I'm Coach Daniel Allman. This is Prep's Rewind, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't forget, you can text me on the Preps text line at 888-530-0043. Thank you for joining us today. Joining us on the Gould Parts hotline is Coach Grace Wywick, the throwing coach for the Fight Need Reds, whom I have the pleasure of working with every day. Coach Wywick, welcome to Preps Rewind. How are you doing?
Thanks, Coach. I'm doing great. I'm got done practice, ready for our meet tomorrow. We're getting ready.
How are they looking?
Oh, they're doing great. Honestly, we had some kids hitting some distances just in practice, so I'm excited for them to hit some big PRs tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay, so how is the start of the track season for you going?
It's not going too bad. You know, we had a little bit of a issue with one of our athletes. He couldn't get his first meet in until this last Saturday. 5th in 3A, so he's sitting pretty good for state. And then we had some good new up-and-coming freshmen and sophomores hit some good distances at our JV meets, so we're looking pretty good.
Perfect. Let's start with the boys' team. How's Charlie Fritzler doing?
Oh, he's doing great. I mean, that was the kid I was just talking about. He did pretty well last year. He was the only sophomore to go to state, and he had a pretty good placement there. But this year we switched his form up a little bit, so he's doing glide instead of rotation. And, yeah, he just hit a 3-foot PR with the glide, so we're hoping that sticks, and that's something that can take him all the way to state.
Perfect. Right now, I think at shot put, I read somewhere he's averaging around 42 feet. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, his big PR was 45 half an inch. So,
oh, perfect.
And then he had some, yeah, so then he had some 44s, 43, so that makes sense, yeah.
Was that at the Bulldog Invitational?
Yes, sir, it was.
Man, that's awesome, man. So what's his PR in shot put then?
So his previous PR was 42 feet, 8 inches, I believe.
Okay.
And right now it is 45 feet, 1 half inch.
Charlie works so hard at it, too. He's such a great athlete, and he works so hard at it. How does he do at discus?
Discus is his least favorite event, but I still like to make him do it because I know he's athletic enough to put it together. He's kind of putting it together this season, though. He has some big marks in practice. If he can just put it together and hit one out of meet, I think he'll be sitting good for state.
Man, he's averaging. I don't know why he doesn't like it. He's averaging around 102 feet right now.
I know, and that's just with his half turn. I mean, once he adds the whole thing together, there's no doubt he's hitting 120s or more.
I think, yeah, if his head gets into it, man, he's definitely going to throw 120. I mean, he just got it.
Absolutely.
We definitely have to give a huge shout-out and thanks to senior Trent Salberg for recruiting Morgan Tribbett to come out and throw.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I met the kid, and automatically I knew he was going to be a good kid for us. He's incredibly athletic, and he's super coachable. And, I mean, he just picked it up the first day I taught it to him. And so he hit his PR at the Rocky Mountain meet. He hit a big 37.7 inches.
Yeah.
But he was also a kiddo I just switched to glide. I mean, in this meet, this last practice, he was just hitting 40 with that. So I'm excited to see what he can hit tomorrow in the meet.
Man, you talk about an athlete, and you would think that he's been throwing for years. Nope.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's his first time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what is this, week four?
Yeah.
I mean, he's only at week four, and he's already a state contender, so it's really exciting.
I mean, it's going to be fun to watch him. He's averaging right now around 37, 38 feet mark right now.
Yeah.
How's it like working with him?
It's different, I'll say. He's a little bit of a different athlete than I've ever coached before, but I think it's it's a good dynamic that he adds to the team. He definitely pushes Charlie, and Charlie pushes him. And so I think he's definitely a great addition to our team, both athletic-wise and personality and just attitude overall. He's a great kid.
Yeah. He also competes triple jump. He's averaging 39 feet. I know after graduation, Morgan is headed to Colorado State to play some football, so we're all proud of him about that. He's a pretty special athlete, man. J-Rob, explain Jared Robinson, man. He works so hard at it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I spent the kid this year, too. I think it was his freshman year, which I wasn't there yet for. So I just met him this year, and he's always every single day at practice wanting to get better, asking me what he can do and what he can work on to get to those Saturday meets. And he's putting some things together, you know. I'll tell him one thing, and he will work on it the next throw. You know, he's very coachable, and he definitely cares a lot about the sport, so I'm glad he went out again this year.
Me too, man. I'd love to see him out there. Then we have some young bucks, some freshmen that look pretty promising. Maury Adams throwing in his first varsity meet this weekend.
Oh, I'm so excited for him. I was a little nervous putting him in it because I didn't want him to get too overwhelmed because it's a really big meet. I mean, we got 7 flights of biscuits. But, you know, I'm really excited. He works super hard at practice. I mean, same with J-Rob. I mean, he definitely listens to what I tell him to do. And, you know, he doesn't give me any attitude or any pushback. Right. You know, it's always, I want to get better. I want to get better. Let me do the reps. He stays late at practice with the varsity kids. You know, he's putting in the extra time to be at that next level. So I'm really excited for him.
I know. I'm excited to watch him, too. I believe Jacob Schmunk, too, isn't far behind him.
No, honestly.
He's very technically sound.
Oh, absolutely. He's a freshman as well. Yeah, I watched him come in his first practice, and I was automatically knew. I was like, you've thrown before. Like, you have some good techniques and stuff. I mean, he's definitely an athletic kid. You know, he does pole vault, and he does a little bit of distance, right. So I don't see him every day. Which, selfishly, of course, I want to see my throws every day.
Of course.
You know, I'm proud that he's doing other events, too. And he's also throwing this weekend. We got him in this weekend. So we'll see if he can hit another big mark. So
oh, I'm excited to see him. Yes, Coach. That's awesome. Now for the girls. We have senior Lauren Cottle. How's she looking?
She is also another kid that I'm like, why didn't you go out all 4 years of high school? You know, they just showed up there last year. And I'm like, dude, you're so good. You're so athletic. Like, Lauren's picking it up so quickly, and I'm just teaching her. And I'm like, wow, you're ready for the next thing. You're ready for the next thing, you know?
Right.
And so I think the biggest thing for her is just going to be reps, you know, at practice, just getting used to the feeling because she hasn't done it for a while. But she's doing great. I mean, she's already at varsity meets, and it's her, fifth week. And so she's slowly adding more to her throw, and it's just putting her at farther distances, which is awesome.
Our young gun, Taylor Ross, too, throwing both discus and shot put. How's she doing?
She's not doing too bad. You know, she's improving. Making season PRs, you know, she hasn't quite hit her lifetime PR yet, but that's okay. I mean, that's what happens when you do multiple sports and you don't throw for over a year. But she's just another great kid that works super hard, you know, always asking questions, not just taking the easy way out, always wanting to stay late when she can. I'm really excited that she's only a sophomore because, honestly, I think she has a lot of potential when she can put two and two together and kind of hit her finish on her throw.
She's definitely bought into the program. What's your message to your team when they get nervous?
You know, the biggest thing I tell them is to clear their head. A lot of the times, people at meets will step into the ring and they're like, what am I doing wrong? And I'm like, you're thinking too much. You're trying to think of 10 things in a 2-second throw.
Right.
I'm like, just clear your head. You know how to throw. You do it every day at practice, you know, and like, let's just get out there and throw. And right. You know how to do it. You're just overthinking it. And so that's really the biggest thing I tell them. You know, with the younger kids who they're looking at their first varsity meet, sometimes I'll even be like, hey, this is a practice. All you get is free throws, but it's still a practice, right? We're not trying to put pressure on this meet or anything like that. We're just trying to get out there, get some experience, and hit a new big mark.
Man, that's awesome. And I understand your younger brother throws for university.
Yes, he does.
I watched him last weekend, man. This kid is amazing. What's his PR for discus?
I think right now he's sitting at a 153.7.
Smokes. What?
Yeah, he's definitely a talented athletic kid. I mean, you know, he grew up in a throwing family, so it's definitely in the blood.
Man, that is definitely in the blood, definitely for sure. Does he compete in other events?
He does shot, so he's sitting at a 46,
oh,
I think, for shot put. But we try to get him to sprint, man. We try to get him to do some fast twitch things, but he's like, no, I don't want to. And I'm like, just stick with football and throwing then, I guess.
I think he found his home, though. I mean, he's so good at it, too. What did he say when you told him where you were coaching?
You know, he was actually not even at university when I was at Eaton. But he said, when they moved back to Colorado, he was like, just come back to university. And I was like, no, bro, you come to Eaton. Like, I have, we're building something there, man. Like, come over here. And so I know if he would have known more people at Eaton, that could have been his choice. But I get it. You want to stick with friends. You want to stick with where you're comfortable with.
So. Right. Exactly. And we can still watch him, though. We can still cheer for him, right?
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
That's the biggest thing. You and your dad were still out there cheering for him. Does your dad help with the university as well?
He actually doesn't help with the throws, but he does help with my brother a lot. Yeah, so okay. They'll do videos. They'll go throw out on the weekends and stuff. Because, I mean, my dad coached me in high school, so he's been around the sport for a while.
Yeah, I get it, man. That's awesome. Like I said, a throwing family, and we love that, man. Coach, good luck to you at the Eden Reds Invitational track meet this weekend.
Thank you so much. I'll see you there.
Yes, sir. I'll see you there. Thank you. I pray nothing but blessings for you and the Reds. Thank you for coming on.
Of course. Thanks so much, Dan.
See you soon, man. You know, we have a great, great sponsor. Thanks to Gould Parts, our great sponsor, 970-454-3355. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, will find it. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need, just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Write it down and stick it on the fridge. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't touch that dial. Up next, the owner of the Loveland Elite, Noah Harold. The CFC is an adult premier professional development football organization. They bring fun, family-friendly football to the communities throughout Colorado. We can't wait to talk to him. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon, and you are listening to Preps Rewind, sponsored by Gould Parts, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon, and he is DJ Micah Kilpatrick, spinning the ones and twos. We are coming to you live from the Yellow Fiber Studios right here in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. You know, Gould Parts is one of our great sponsors, 970-454-3351. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, will find it. Just one number away, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Joining us on the Gould Parts hotline right now is the owner and head coach of the Loveland Elite, Noah Harold. Coach Harold, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing really good, man. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. I'm sitting here, and Coach Sampson, I sent it to you a little late, but he is going to be our head coach this year. I'll be the assistant. But, yeah, we're super excited to be on today. So
gotcha. Okay. Now, are you the owner of the Loveland Elite?
I am. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Perfect. Tell us a little bit about Loveland Elite.
Yeah, so we are a full-contact summer league semi-professional football team representing Northern Colorado. We've been around for just shy of 7 years. Didn't have the COVID season, of course, so
right.
6 seasons. And, yeah, we travel typically anywhere in the state of Colorado. Seldomly we get outside of the states, which is really nice for some road games.
Yeah, this is like your seventh season if you were including COVID, correct?
Yeah, correct.
That's amazing. That's a great number right there. You want to succeed every year. I know it's always tough. You know, coaching with a nightmare. It's always tough to get players to come out and get them committed. But to stay for seven seasons, that's saying something about the ownership and the coaching staff that you have.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot. We have a great staff. I wouldn't be able to do it without them. This year we have, I want to say, 7 or 8 coaches, which is amazing, especially a lot of it has to be volunteer. It's long hours. Mm-hmm. It's long, you know, it's a lot. And a lot of these guys coach at the high school level as well. So I'm super appreciative of the staff we got.
Right. And I absolutely love the fact that you can go out there and like I said, get with other coaches that you know, may have a different technique or a different look than you have. And so for me, it was always about learning. And I think it is, I don't want to speak for all those other coaches, but for me, that's the way it was for me because I was able to kind of learn from other coaches and then just kind of take that with me through the high school level as well.
Yeah, and you're still coaching at Eaton, correct?
Yeah, I'm still there at Eaton, man. I've been there 11 years. I love it, absolutely love it. We've had some success there, and we just continue to ride, you know, keep building some good quality men out of there, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's an impressive program. So, no, that's a hard thing to do, especially at the high school level here in northern Colorado.
It is. It is. And we appreciate it. And, we're a small town. I mean, you get athletes that, come from the high school and go to the college level and then now are playing professional football. And that's really what we want. And not only that, but we've had, young gentlemen that have gone on to West Point and graduated from them. So that's really our main focus at Eaton, is just to really build those good character men.
Yeah, no, and that's where we're trying to head. You guys definitely set the standard. It can be backwards in semi-pro. I'm sure you've seen some of the
correct, yeah,
of it. From high school working up, you're trying to get guys into college programs. It kind of seems for most of our players, they're guys coming back from college.
Right.
We do have a handful, that still want to go play overseas or in there's that Mexican league.
Right.
What's that called? LFA. The LFA.
The LFA, yep.
And there's been a handful of guys from the, not from our team specifically, but from around the league who have gone and played there and had success.
Well, you talk about, Jake Johnson was my quarterback. He went on to play Rapid City for the Marshals there last season. So that's what we really want, is we want these guys to be able to move on if they can and use this as a developmental league, which I think the Championship Football League is about, that, is developing these players.
Yeah, that's so crazy you said that. I just got off the phone with him. There's a chance he might be coming to play a season with us. So he's someone who did a great job developing, because that's not an easy thing to go play that arena ball.
Right. No, it's not. And Jake's such a competitor, man. He's a good quarterback, got great feet, great instincts. I think in our championship game a couple of years ago, he was injured. We put another quarterback in there, and then Jake kind of went, on the last drive, we threw him back in there, and he drove us all the way down. Unfortunately, we come up short, but, he just had the heart and the wherewithal to get us down to that five-yard line where, we just couldn't punch it in. But, man, he is a competitor, and that you would be lucky to have him.
Yeah, no, that I remember that game specifically, and I totally agree. He's a great athlete. I'm hoping we can get him. That's hands down, at least for us at this level. It's always been the Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
Is good, solid quarterback. We've had a handful of really good guys, but keeping them healthy, getting depth at that position, it's always tough.
It is always tough, and that's what it is. It's just getting those guys to commit and understand and the buy-in. To buy in what you guys are doing and what you're trying to do there. What league do you guys play in now? Is the Championship Football League?
Exactly. Yeah. So usually changing. Last year, the only league available was the CFC, the Colorado Football Conference.
Been around forever. I've been coaching in the CFC for a lot of years, and it's been around forever, so it kind of shocked me that they just kind of stopped, huh?
Yeah. It everything swung the complete opposite direction. It went from everybody kind of being boxed into the CFC to where everybody dropped that and went to the CFL. So I love Damon. He's our commissioner. He's coached at high levels for a very long time.
Yep. Winning some championships there in the arena.
Yeah, he was very well. Yeah, they just picked up on their staff, Antonio Brown, or I think he became part of the ownership, actually.
Oh, awesome. That's right, he did. Yeah. I did see that, yeah. So he's a great guy you want in your corner. Definitely knows the football world and definitely somebody you want to develop a championship football league for sure, especially in Colorado. You got so much talent here.
We do, and I'm trying to keep, and same with the other coaches and staff. I felt like for a while football has kind of become a dying sport if you're not in the South, places
right.
Texas, Georgia. And I do feel like semi-pro is a huge avenue for people to get excited about it again, playing in the summer when no football is really televised. It's just really getting the marketing out there for it, because before I even played, I didn't even know it existed,
right,
to be honest.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people. Like I said, the CFC has been around for over 30 years, and I've talked to a lot of people, and they still don't really know about the football that goes on in the summer. And it's such good football. I mean, there's a lot of talent in the state, and it's really good football. How many teams are in the league right now?
I believe we have eight.
Eight teams. I think I got Colorado Longhorns, Colorado Sting, the Colorado Vipers, the Golden Chargers, the Golden Valley Cursed, the NoCo Nightmare, and of course the Loveland Elite.
And then the Phoenix.
Oh, the Phoenix. Oh, yeah, there's one team. Okay, so they got another team in there, the Phoenix, yeah. And you guys play them this weekend, don't you?
We do. The Rocky Mountain Phoenix are the rebranded Greyhawks.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, all right. Yep. They rebranded themselves. Okay, I feel you. Yep. Do you guys play them this weekend?
We do. We have a preseason game in Parker at 5:30 p.m.
Perfect. And when is that? On Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday, 5:30 p.m. It's Echo Park Stadium.
Echo Park Stadium. Perfect. And where do you play your home games at?
Yeah, so this season, and talk about a pain, we have been working tirelessly. So I grew up playing, and same with Coach Sampson, we played right here in our backyard at Ray Path in Loveland. Mm-hmm. And we finally got the clearance for that. It is only two of our home games. The third one will probably be at Pooter High School in Fort Collins, but it should be very local. And I would say, you know, Ray Path is going to be the official home game stadium moving forward.
Perfect. That's awesome, man. And you have a home. We can watch some good football. That's what I love to see, is good, solid football. I love the summer. The boys of summer, man, coming out and playing the sport I love, the sport I love to coach. So seeing you guys out there is amazing. So your home stadium is going to be in Loveland. You will have another game probably in Fort Collins. Is that what you say?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Do you coach anywhere else besides the Elite?
Currently at the moment, I do not. I was at Thompson Valley for a little bit there. I stepped back for the time being, and that was where I went to high school. So hopefully I'll be involved again. I just don't know when.
Okay. Now, your first game is against the Phoenix, right? Is it what is their name, Phoenix?
Yeah. So first preseason game this weekend is the Rocky Mountain Phoenix.
Our first
official game is going to be at a coaching clinic. They actually do the RMAC officials, so for the Mountain West Conference.
Yep.
All going to play back-to-back.
And give them some work.
Yeah, so that should be a really fun one because, you know, if someone buys a ticket, they can watch four consecutive games, hang around, get concessions, and see everybody in the league play in the same venue, and that will be the only time we do it, and that will be May 6th.
May 6th, and where is that going to be at?
EV Dennis Stadium.
That's in Denver?
And that is in Aurora.
Okay. EV said. So we'll get you back on before all this happens, because I want to get you on throughout the season to see how your season goes. I'd love to promote your football team and what you guys do.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Folks, if you're looking for some great adult premier professional development football that brings fun, family-friendly football to Colorado, be sure to check out the Loveland Elite. Thank you, Noah. Thank you very much. Tell our faithful where they can find information about the Loveland Elite and the CFL.
Thank you, Daniel, so much. You guys can find us on Facebook. We also have Instagram, and then we have a website, www.lovelandelite.com. If you look up Loveland Elite on either the Facebook or Instagram, you can find us as well and all of our contact information for games, season passes, and all venues.
Awesome, man. Thank you very, very much for coming on. I wish you the best of luck this season, man. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with Coach Keith Juarez. Keith Juarez leads the Highland Huskies baseball program that is looking to make its mark in the Patriot League. I'm Coach Daniel Allman, and this is Preps Rewind, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain. A huge shout out and thank you to our great sponsor, Gould Parts, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Just a quick update from the great halls of Chassa. Colorado High School Activities Association announced on Thursday that Class 4A and 5A football state championship games will be played on Colorado State University campus in Fort Collins the next five seasons. Colorado High School football championship games are reportedly coming to Canvas Stadiums. I'm very excited, but maybe maybe Class 3A, I'm assuming 2A and 1A, will continue to play its championship games at the Thunder Bowl in Pueblo through 2023. CSU Pueblo, they do an amazing job hosting the game. Don't get me wrong, but in a situation when you have two Northern Colorado schools earning an opportunity to play in the championship game, having them drive to the South to play seems a little ridiculous to me. So I'm excited about that. And after the 2023 season, Canvas Stadium could be the site for all championship games in the future as well. To me, that's a very smart move. Thumbs up to Chassa. I really, really love this move, Chassa. Great move. Next week, we're going to have Michael Kruger, the commissioner of Chassa, on Preps Rewind. So we'll talk to him about that. Joining us right now on Preps Hotline, on the hotline, though, is Coach Keith Juarez, head baseball coach for the Highland Huskies. Coach, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So your Huskies are 3-3 overall, 0-2 in league play. Coach, you played extremely well against number 2 University on Monday, just coming up short 2-1 with sophomore Sawyer Morgan coming up big for you in that game. Sawyer's playing very well to start the season for you.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. Still trying to limit him a little bit. Coming off of basketball and making sure we don't overuse him. Well, he still gets in baseball shape, but yeah, he's been doing really well for us.
I mean, right now he's batting a .636 right now, batting average, with 4 ribbies and 1 home run. So, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't imagine what he's going to do when you get him in there full boat.
Yeah, it's exciting to see. He's working hard right now. He's trying to get a feel kind of for his swing still and, you know, mechanics and stuff as far as throwing off of the mound. But, yeah, like you're saying, if that's what he's doing right now, where he's filling himself out, then yeah, I'm pretty excited to see what he does down the road.
And what a great way to, you know, if you're limiting him and then coming on when you start really getting to the meat of your season, that's going to be huge for you guys.
Yeah, it's still getting adjusted to the 3A level. You know, coming from 2A last year, it is a different beast coming up here.
I bet. So, how's your team react? How are they reacting to that?
It's a little off and on. We're still trying to adjust the speed of the game. The quality of the lineups is a little different compared to what some of the 2A programs bring, but they're reacting okay. Still working, still trying to get a feel for ourselves as well, but they're responding pretty well. They're wanting to compete.
So. Good, man. That's all, and that's what you want. That's what the best thing you want to see is them still wanting to fight, and that's awesome. Senior Mason Polk is having himself a great start too. .462 batting average, 5 ribbies on the year so far. He's having a pretty good start right now.
Yeah, he's doing really well as well. The biggest thing I think that's hurting us right now is, you know, we haven't had very many days outside. We've had to adjust to indoor practice and getting reps off of gym floors and turfs and, you know, underhand tosses and machine pits. You know, but for what we've put them through so far, they're responding pretty well, and they're only going to get better. So hopefully we can start getting them comfortable.
That's awesome. Who's that player on your team that takes on that leadership role?
Right now we get it, Lane Stevens, Mason Polk, Sawyer, you know, DJ Rogers, some of those guys, are trying to kind of feel their way around. Not all of them play the same sport. So it's getting a feel for how kids are going to respond to what they say. And, we're still meshing. So, but those are the guys that kind of speak up when needed. And, you know, we'll kind of hopefully build on that.
For the most part, you have a pretty young team. I mean, you do have a few seniors on there. I know Nathan Juarez, is he related to you?
Yeah, that's my nephew.
Oh, that's awesome. So he plays catcher. He's graduating this year. So for the most part, you have a pretty young team.
Yeah, we're really young. I think we're returning maybe 3 kids off of the state playoff run teams that we've had the last couple years. So yeah, a lot of new eyes and new faces on the lineup. So still still some meshing to do.
You're kind of building that program right now, and Monday was a pretty good sign of what's to come. University just kind of barely squeaked it out from you guys, and that's a big win.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some of the guys, they don't like the little moral victories, but definitely as a coach, you look at that. And Sawyer pitched a really great game. He had a game plan. He knew what he was going to go to and kind of stuck with it. Again, just the indoor practices, the inconsistencies of that kind of, hampered our bats a little bit where we just couldn't get a feel. I mean, if we could have just squeaked a couple hits on full counts or something like that, maybe the outcome would have been different. But like you said, we're young and we're learning.
So. Yeah, and that's it. And the moral victory is that, you got to take the victory where you can. And I think that one right there was a huge one, kind of letting the league know, hey, we're Highland and we're here to play.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of baseball left to play, Coach. What's your message to your team?
The message is just we got to grind, man. We got to, like you mentioned, we're new to the conference and we don't know what to expect, but we just want to come out and compete, play hard, and let the dice roll however it may, but as long as they show up every day and committed to each other and to, we don't really know what our goals are yet. We're still trying to figure that out. Obviously, postseason is what we all want. So
right.
If we can put it together, then we can shock some people.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. How and we talk about moral victories in this next question. How do you measure your team's success right now with being a young team?
What I try to do is we're going to make mistakes. The game is built that way. If they can just not let it add up, and we can learn from the previous mistake, then I think we're on a good track. I mean, it's going to happen. The hiccups are going to hit every now and then with being sophomore loaded. But hopefully for the longevity, the future is that's what we're building it for. So. That's kind of the plan with it.
Yeah, exactly. And you're on the right track, man. Though you've got some wins here. Byers, Middle Park, you beat them a couple times, and then University, you fought them really hard. Friday, the Academy. Are you guys playing them?
Yeah, we played them this morning or this early this afternoon. We beat them 7-5 today. So,
yes, congratulations, man.
Just same thing though. Just being young, we could. Let him get back in the game a little bit, but John Bingley pitched today, sophomore, and he did really well for us. And he had a game plan, and some of the bats came alive a little bit on the top half of our lineup today with Mason and Sawyer and Leshinsky, and it worked out. They played well and overcame mistakes, and that's really what
that's great
kind of
win.
What we're looking for.
That's a great win. So, do you guys know who you play next? And that'll be tomorrow, correct? Because you're in that tournament,
I think tomorrow morning, from what I'm told, we play Platte Valley at 9 a.m. tomorrow in Valley.
Good.
Good.
Okay. So looking ahead, Wednesday, April 12th, you got Eaton on the schedule. What is your message to your team when you're playing a 2-time defending state champion?
Yeah, just everybody puts the same uniform on, and everybody has to touch that baseball. So. We can't look at them for the giants that they are. Just understand that they're other guys wearing the same uniform, and they got to make plays just like we do. So
right, that's a great message too, as well. Kind of keep them level headed. You are playing. Eaton, 2-time defending state champion, but you got to keep level headed. You still got to play your game, and you never know what the outcome could be. Eaton could have a bad game.
Yeah, exactly.
So you still got to play, man. That's the biggest thing about baseball. You still got to come out and play and see where your number falls. So after that, you got Montview and then Wellington, Brush, Yuma, and then Platte Valley. So you got a lot of baseball left there, Coach. I'm excited to see what your team can do, and I definitely would love to get you back on.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime.
All right, man. I'm gonna call you before the Eaton game. We got that on the 12th, so I'll call you the week before we run into that game, and then we'll just chat. We'll do some more chatting.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, best of luck to you, Coach. I thank you for coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You're welcome. Another great show this Saturday morning. Have a great rest of your weekend. I pray blessing over all the athletes competing today. I want to thank Dayspring senior Gatlin Gunn, Coach Grace Wyrick, the Fighting Reds throwing coach, Coach Noah Harold, the head coach, and the owner for the Loveland Elite, a minor league football team out of Loveland, Colorado, and Coach Keith Juarez, head baseball coach for the Highland Huskies. Thank you, coaches, and thank you for taking your time to come out and share your stories. I'm Coach Daniel Allman. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. This is Preps Rewind live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.